Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Friday, February 8th, 2019. Today, in 1974, after 84 days in space, the crew of Skylab 4, the last crew to visit American space station Skylab, returned to Earth. In Berlin, parents and students may have to prepare for class cancellations next week. The background is the collective negotiation for public service employees in Potsdam. According to a spokesperson of the Union for Education and Science, or GEW, 17,000 salaried teachers will be called to a warning strike in Berlin on Wednesday, February 13th. If state employers do not submit an offer in the second round of collective bargaining. According to the Senate Department for Education, Youth and Family, 13,294 teachers in Berlin have civil servant status, while 19,027 are regularly employed and are also the ones who will be striking. A first round of negotiations on January 21st ended without an offer from the employers. The police union GDP, the IG Bau for construction, and the service union Verdi also want to call their members for warning strikes in Berlin on the 13th of February between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. A demonstration on Pariser Platz with a rally in front of the Brandenburg Gate is also planned for noon. If the second round of collective bargaining fails, warning strikes will start all over Germany. A third round of negotiations has been announced for February 28th and March 1st in Potsdam. In the state wage dispute, Verdi and the Federation of Civil Servants demand 6% more salary, but at least 200 euros more per month. The Berlin Senate has started plans to count the homeless in the city. To this end, teams of three are to be sent out on the street with a questionnaire that is currently being examined by data protection officers. Paris has had good experiences with this process. The plan states that volunteers and employees will work in teams and are to count simultaneously between 10 p.m. and 1 a.m. to avoid double counting. To ensure that every team knows where to count, the Berlin city area will be divided into zones, each team counting exclusively in its zone. The collected data is then to be entered into an app, which is only accessible to the employees to ensure data protection. This app will also assist in interviewing homeless people who do not speak German, as interviewees can tap flag symbols to tell which country they come from, and questions from the survey will then be read automatically in their respective national language. It is not yet clear when the program will start or how often counting will take place, at least once a year or perhaps every 6 months. Experts think that in Berlin, around 6,000 girls, women, and to a small extent, boys and men are affected or threatened by forced marriage. According to a counselor for the Papatia Coordination Unit Against Abduction and Forced Marriage, the overall numbers have been on the same level over the last years, but the origin of those affected is shifting. For example, fewer women with a Turkish background are threatened now than in the 1990s, though it is still happening to them. Victims are brought to a wide variety of countries, including Turkey and Iraq. Papatia offers help via an online consultation. Via a contact form, affected persons can quickly indicate where they are and for how long, whether they have a passport with them, how old they are, and so on. If contacted, the counseling center informs schools, the Foreigners Authority, and the German embassy about the abduction and works on a plan to bring the abducted person back to Germany. Most importantly, care needs to be taken so that the abductee is not caught when trying to escape his or her forced marriage. So far, the Senate Department for Health and Equality is sponsoring the online consultation on a prorated basis. For the next double budget, however, it is planned to make sufficient funds available for full financing. Whether this means that two full-time positions will be financed, as demanded by Papataya, the Health Administration has left open. Seven people have lost their lives in Berlin apartment fires since the beginning of the year. A fire brigade spokesman told the German press agency that there are no special reasons recognizable for these tragic numbers. According to the fire department, five fire-related deaths occurred this week alone. One woman died in Neukölln, and two elderly people died in a fire in a high-rise building in the Märkisches Viertel. On Monday, a 66-year-old man died in a fire in an apartment in Schöneberg, as did a woman whose death had not yet been reported. In January, a 65-year-old woman died in a fire in her Charlottenburg apartment, and on New Year's Day, a woman aged 43 died in a multi-story apartment building on Karl Marx Straße. She was found lifeless after extinguishing the flames and could no longer be resuscitated. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.